the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Your coffee would never get cold. Your flight would always be on time. And your mattress would always respond to you and your unique sleep needs. Sleep Number mattresses are designed to respond to your body and shift with your changing life, helping you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Give it up for my wife, Katie. Come on, Katie, where we at? My wife, Katie's here, and then one more person. We're expecting our third child. Right now. We're crazy. God bless y'all. Get up safe. Good night.
We're pregnant.
We are. Yes, we are. You say that. Some people get worked up about this. We are.
Yeah, it is. It is a little bit of a confusing, you know, verbiage, but yes.
I'm part of this. It's hard on me.
You're part of it. I like the way you pointed at her to start the episode. You pointed and she goes,
me.
Pregnant.
Yeah.
Pregnant.
And that's kind of how it works. I was like, no, I was part of it. I pointed to tell you.
That is the maximum amount you're part of being pregnant.
Yeah, that was a microcosm.
It's just that.
Yep. I kind of started the whole thing.
So. Yep.
We are pregnant. Number three. Three under three and a half. Is that a club? Derek, were you part of that club?
No, and we were pretty quick too. We're 2 years. Yeah.
Three under four?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Respect.
Yeah.
Three.
That's crazy.
Three under three and a half.
It was fun because we announced it at the Kansas City show.
So I went on stage.
I go, yeah, this is what happens when you come to a show, a guy's a comedian and an influencer, you never know what's going to happen. I'm going to tell a joke, then I'm going to get some content. I go, why? Let's milk this thing. I'm on stage.
Yeah.
Everyone.
No pun intended.
So great. Kansas City show's always special. Sold out. Thank you, Kansas City. So, you know, Jake hopped on the show. We'll talk more about it this episode. And so we end, you know, Derek's filming. I saw a couple people, a couple listeners before the show. They're like, was that Derek with the camera? I knew
it. You're going to have to start wearing a mask. That's great. You wouldn't wear a mask, though. So,
obviously, that's a
good I never will.
I took a couple fan photos, and it's one where you have to hold the button down for a really long time because it's dark in the theater. I thought about moving my face so it was a blur.
Yeah. Come out, we're taking photos. I'm like, all right, last but not least, I got to get some photos with my wife, Katie. I mean, the place. Is there anyone I could have brought out that I got a bigger cheer? If I was like.
Travis Kelce.
Taylor Swift's maybe it.
Yeah.
And then Katie, then Travis.
Wow.
That was a lot of pomp.
It was a big pop. Then we go, she's pregnant. And she was like, ooh. You did it. You worked it.
Worked the bump. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. Thanks for all the cheering. That was very nice. Very supportive.
It's out. Did it. This is what you do. The first pregnancy meet, it's like the day you're supposed to wait, right? All right. Till what?
Usually after the first trimester.
The day it happens, we tell everyone. The second kid.
It was a little later.
The second kid, to the public. But then you start getting like. 5 weeks in, we started telling a few friends.
Yeah.
But we just found out. Yeah. I think she's pregnant. The third kid, I just go up to, like, I've told a stranger before. I've told, like, one of my best friends.
Yeah, you tell like, FedEx oops, guy.
Like, yeah.
Oh, it slipped out. Oh.
Sorry. I don't know. Sorry. Pregnant woman, right? Oh, she's pregnant. What's your name? You kind of do some of that.
Yeah.
I was out to dinner with some buddies over Christmas, like old friends. And I told, like, two of the five. I didn't tell all of them, but we had like a side comment going. I'm like, oh, I guess she's pregnant. That's how the story works. Nice. And he's like, oh, cool. Oh.
Do you not only tell the other guys? No, you can if it comes up, but no worries.
I do feel like, people are like, why'd you wait so long to announce? It was like, it wasn't on purpose. It just, I don't know, just didn't happen. But I feel like our moms are really itching to put it on social media too.
That's been nice too. My mother, she's toned that down. The first kid, she's every day. She's like, when can I tell? My fellowship of mother Baptists or whatever group she's in. And so there we go. We're going to talk more about it. The show, everything, Super Bowl. We're going to get the review of everyone's Super Bowl show. What you guys thought of Bad Bunny. We'll see what Derek thought of Kid Rock. And we're just going to have a lot of fun. So love you guys. Let's roll music.
correct opinion. Correct opinion.
Were you nervous to go on stage?
Honestly, in the moment, I wasn't nervous, but thinking ahead of time, I was more nervous than other times because we actually knew people in the crowd. Other times I went on stage, I'm like, I don't know a single person.
Yeah, yeah. It is more nerve-wracking when you have friends in the audience.
You're like, that should make you feel better because you're they're just my friends.
No, I don't like that.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
We're all strangers.
When I first started, now I'm finally confident enough where I'm like, I'm glad my friends are going to see this tonight.
Mm-hmm, I'm proud of
it. But I feel like if I was like doing random spots or whatever and they want to see, I'm like, yeah, whatever, come in. I think you'd have a good time. Early on, I remember friends would be like, wait, you did what would you do this week? I was like, I hopped on the show. I did some local spots. Like, why don't you tell us? We'd love to come. I go, if you came, I'd kill you.
Yeah, don't come to my practice.
Do
come
not
to my games.
Come to my practice.
Yeah, come to the games.
Don't even come to my games at the start, to be
come
honest.
Come to my Hall of Fame induction.
I'd see them out in the crowd. I go, oh my gosh. That's weird that doesn't make us feel better. It's because you know. At least if you do terrible much in front of strangers, they'll just leave forever. And
you'll never have to face them, right?
Yeah.
It's nice. You felt the pressure. So your fear is like maybe your friends afterwards would be like, the way you walked out there was bad.
I don't know. Just that people, maybe not even my friends, just like other people in the audience that I knew were coming that I know. You know, it's just like, oh, I could see these people out and about. And it's not that I'm going to like, what would I have I done to mess up? There's something I've tripped. I don't know.
Tripped. Maybe gotten sick real quick, like puked really fast. I'm pregnant. Oh.
For some reason, showed off the wrong part of your body. Like, didn't drop your...
Yeah.
Wait, that's my shoulder.
Yeah.
Look awkward. I guess I could have looked awkward. Did I look awkward?
Yeah, frowned.
I don't think so.
You would have frowned. That would have been bad.
The cool jacket she had on is the one I bought her for her birthday, Christmas. Mm-hmm. So,
how was your birthday?
Birthday was good.
Nailed the birthday. But yeah, we'll talk a lot more about... Sorry, on the Patreon. Patreon.com/straightkennedy. All the dirty deets of... Not all of them, but the pregnancy. And thank you guys for the love and support. Not that much. Can't say it was amazing. Your birthday was amazing. Mm-hmm. I feel like maybe the best, like I nailed this one. I don't know. You go, though. You go.
You think that was the best gift you've ever gotten me for my birthday?
I feel like all in all, best birthday. I don't know. It was just a good one. You go, though. You go.
I mean.
How'd your day start?
I feel like every birthday, every season, your birthday is going to look different because of what's going on in your life. This was a very good birthday for this season of life. We woke up, Trey took the morning off, which was awesome. So we woke up, the kids slept until like 8:30, which was a gift in itself.
Hawaiian time.
And woke up, Trey made me breakfast, pancakes, my favorite. And we just kind of hung out, had a slow morning, which is amazing. We went to French Market for lunch as a family.
That's a great birthday gift right there. That's
so great. Mm-hmm. The kids were like model children at French Market. Like the like ladies who lunched that were around us were like, they are so well behaved and they are so cute.
You say, I know.
Like, happy birthday.
Thank you. I know. Thank I know. You. Yes. Yes, I know.
I know.
And then came home and my brother happened to be in town. So...
Is this the one you like or the one you don't like, Trey?
He's like 2 out of 4.
Okay, not bad.
Yeah, pretty good. About 50%.
So he did, you know, he probably knew for a while he was going to be in town today, but he texted me about 3 hours before and said, hey, I'm in town. Could I stop by? I know it's your birthday. So he came by. And the kids were really excited. And then he came and got a drink with us. And then we went to dinner.
Yeah, our date night out, our fancy reservation, he joined, which I was thrilled about.
That's he did awesome. Join yeah, yeah. our dinner no, reservation. No, he joined. I'm he got joking. A drink with
I
us.
I was very happy to do that.
That was fun.
Fun.
I never really get time with just my brothers.
Tell about the gift. Tell about the gift. Tell about the gift.
And you know how I was talking on the podcast about I'm done with watching TV when Trey's gone?
Oh, yeah. You're trying to like read or do something more productive.
I heard that and I retained that information.
You retained that information.
And I used it. Watch this.
And so he surprised me with a Kindle.
Yep.
And one of those stands that it hooks onto your nightstand and it comes up and just sits right in front of your face.
Oh yeah. It's like an F1 racing simulator.
And it has
I loaded up 50 Shades of Grey for her. She's over there.
Okay, that's not what I was reading. And he got me the remote changer.
Yep.
So I can just be all the way in the covers. Yep. So Trey hasn't been.
PowerPoint in bed.
I mean, yeah, pretty much. Thomas, I think overall the opening of the gift, he was maybe more excited than
That's
me.
That's the best part of a toddler. But, you're like, help me give this gift to someone. And that ends with him crying and screaming like, I want that. I go, we're giving this to your friend. We're giving this to your mom. He's like, no.
Later in the day, mine. He tried to, he's like, you know, he's thinking. He was holding a said, okay, we're done with mom's Kindle. Let's put it away. He goes, this is my Kindle and I'm letting you borrow it.
You start like, gaslighting. Got that from you. And then, finish it. Sorry.
And then he also downloaded a book for me. So he hasn't been out of town, but he had a boys' night. And so on his
I had a gig one night. I was gone one night.
Oh, you're right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it was. But anyways. And yeah, you were gone one night. I read 100 pages.
Whoa.
That's the most I've read in years.
Yeah, five times what you put up in Hawaii on the beach.
Right?
Yep.
What book is it?
What's the title? It's not 50 Shades of Grey.
I don't know. It's some... She gets lost in the romance novels.
Yeah.
One of the, I just Googled like white broads... Fast read.
White.
Yeah. Amazon top seller and downloaded it. She likes it. It's a running joke because when I'd gone before this, now she's a reader, but I would walk in. She loved to go through like Desperate Housewives. And five straight times I walk in while a couple's making out.
Uh-huh.
So then it was ongoing. I go, what are we watching back here? Yeah. Every time I come in here, they're making.
Every she show. Claims on
it's
TV
like it just
like
so
that.
Happens. I don't know. I think she's watching like YouTube at compilation.
Yeah.
Desperate Housewives. Desperate Housewives a compilation.
Best makeouts 2024.
Of all the makeouts?
Yeah. That's all I see watching. Very strange. Agree. Ew. Nailed her birthday. Nailed the Kansas City show. I had a fun Tulsa show. It was a private gig for a private Christian school. Everyone was so nice. Such a good crowd. You're nervous when you play for the Christian crowd. I never got a great answer, but you start asking around. You know, you start buddy-budding with people that are nice. You go, so walk me through this. What kind of...
How conservative
exactly?
Can I say butt?
They fun Christians?
Yeah. Right?
They having a glass of wine and like say the C word? C-R-A-P.
I was like, what?
I don't know how many Christians say the real C word. I'm sure they're out there. Or are they kind of my
real
grandma.
C word is Clinton.
Yeah. Yeah. And you kind of got a vibe. All right. It'll be a light enough crowd. And it's just shocking what works with crowds because I'm rolling. Everything's hitting. You know, I'm talking about. I do a couple bits of like Katie's in my love life, and you, I can tell you got tense. Like, guys, we're married.
Yeah,
God's smiling. And that kind of we're rolling.
You
and
say God's smiling?
I didn't say that. I should have. And then I get my bit where I'm like, "There's a bunch of ugly kids out there." That's the most has ever bombed ever in my whole life.
You bombed,
and I got them right back, but I was too confident. So then I regretted this. I feel like I was attacking them. Like, what? You guys have never seen an ugly child in your life. I go, "What? Come on." But they didn't like, they're like, no, not the children. But I was there. I helped them and they raised a bunch of money for a fence for their private school. Mm-hmm.
Keep the
That's
children
the funniest
in.
Part. At the end,
Keep
they're
them
like,
locked this is, in.
We're trying to raise a bunch of money for a fence. I wanted to kind of be like, what? How big is the fence?
Is there anything else this money could go towards or just fence?
Needed a fence, baby. Everyone needs a fence. You gotta have a fence.
I mean, you gotta have a fence. Yeah.
Everyone was so nice. It was nice to have. I mean, you know, you go to Oklahoma and some lady comes up to me. Your mom was in my sorority. And wow. They're so nice.
Wow.
Oklahoma people are so nice. Met one of my dad's friend's daughter's ex-boyfriends.
It's good to cross that off the list.
Dad's friend's
He's a cool guy.
Daughter's ex-boyfriend's.
I wish you two would have worked out. I like you, man. I said that to him in front of his wife. They have five kids.
Dang, that's too bad this ended up.
Wow.
Wow.
Did you talk Will Rogers with anyone? I know you like to talk about him when you get down there.
I know. Yeah.
Hank Williams?
Didn't get to Hank Williams. Okay. Maybe Garth came up.
Trisha Yearwood. Saw her in the comments last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
McVeigh came up, which was weird.
Okay.
But yeah, we talk about all Oklahoma legends. Stupid. Katie, you've been great on the podcast, by the way. I want to give you a raise.
Oh,
I'm kidding. Can I have a raise? She actually controls it.
Yeah, I'll give you a slight raise. I'll just cash app you.
Okay, thank you. We're Cash App family.
Mm-hmm. And you guys have separate ones.
That's how I
We do pay actually. Him and by the way, I
per week.
Mini correct opinion in the ad read here. Shout out Cash App. If we all know the couple that's like, could you Venmo me? And you go to pull it up and it's like Ryan and Ashley. Don't do that. Come on. Just
yeah.
Keep up, just have one name or I'm we have it there. Separate. We like that.
Good.
Cash and we love Cash App. We use it. And Cash App just released a new status program for the way people actually spend called Cash App Green. It unlocks new ways for you to pay, get rewarded, and easily grow and manage your money on your terms. So now when you spend at least $500 a month with the Cash App card or Cash App Pay, you earn green status, which unlocks benefits like up to $200 of free overdraft coverage, higher borrow limits, and custom personalized cashback offers every Friday at places you love to shop.
Fun.
So
that's nice they're doing that.
Nice perks, baby. Nice. What's up? For a limited time, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use the code CASHAPP10. That's CASHAPP10 in their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. So that you can, this promo, you can just get 10 bucks.
That's why you have separate accounts. You know, you don't want all these benefits in one account.
And then I send him $5 and he sends me $5.
Yep.
Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Cash App Green, overdraft coverage, borrow, cashback offers, and promotions provided by Cash App, a Block Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures. I almost nailed that one.
Almost.
Cash App. Go now. Use Cash App 10 in your profile. Support the show. Shout out Cash App.
I was on my phone. Thomas was laying next to me. I was just kind of like shopping, scrolling. I really want a new pair of sunglasses. But it's like, I don't really want to go. You really do have to try those
on. She buys
a
new pair every year, by the way.
Yeah.
No.
She loves them.
But you need more than one. Like different styles, but I don't really have time to, I don't want to go to a store and like try on a bunch.
Cause you have a weird shaped head.
And it's like embarrassing to show everyone. So I got onto Warby Parker actually, and they have a virtual try on.
Oh, sponsor so alert.
Me and Thomas.
I've been rocking Warby's for years.
Yes. Thomas and I laid there and we both virtually tried on a bunch of glasses and sunglasses.
Wow.
And it's so realistic. It was perfect.
The virtual try on is very, very cool.
And Warby Parker, bringing families together.
That's
what
well.
They do.
I mean, we were laughing. It was a cute moment. It was a cute moment.
Warby Parker, sunglasses, eyeglasses, of course, too. I need mine to drive at night. So I'm going to upgrade mine with shout out Warby Parker.
That's nice.
Their prescription glasses start at $95. Are you kidding me? I remember when I first got mine at some doctor, they're like, these are $600.
Yeah.
$95. You actually get quality and stylish frames at an affordable price. They don't just offer incredible prescription glasses. Like I said, they've got everything you need for happier eyes. Okay. Sunglasses. They also have contacts, online eye exams.
Wow.
It's all in one place. Makes everything easier. They have over 300 retail stores across the US as well. You can go in. So we have an offer for you guys. Proud sponsor of the pod, Warby Parker gives you quality and better looking prescription eyewear at a fraction of the going price. Our listeners get 15%. I kind of need some Warby Parkers to read this ad read. Our listeners get 15% off plus free shipping when they buy two or more pairs of prescription glasses at warbyparker.com/correctopinions. Okay, so good gift alert. Valentine's, I don't know what.
Good gift alert.
warbyparker.com/correctopinions. That's 15% off. And free shipping when you buy two pairs of glasses.
And I didn't know
or
this.
More.
Did you know this? When you buy a pair, they give a pair to people in need.
That's very cool as
I
well.
I didn't know that.
They do that. Yep. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about us. Please support us. Tell them we sent you. WarbyParker.com/correctopinions. And then Super Bowl.
Yep.
We had a very parent experience with the Super Bowl. We just go, hey, just come on. Let's make it to halftime. And everyone left at halftime.
Really?
Because of bedtimes. And that's fine. Because it was.
They left because of. The show they didn't leave because of bedtimes.
You know what's funny? We of course they left after Bad Bunny.
Yeah,
Bad Bunny did his thing. And I, what's more annoying, the people who truly complained and like refused to watch it, or like the white person at your party who was like, "That was so good." You know, listen, I mean, obviously, yeah, it looked cool and everything, but don't. You haven't listened to a word of this guy's music. You can't tell me a word he just said. And you're not going to listen to him ever again. So just tone it down.
Yeah.
Okay, Maddie. That was the best one ever. You go, I feel like, do you not get what you're doing here? You're a little too fired up.
Yeah.
But this wasn't for you.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I just like, it's funny that people think it's anything other than the NFL, just like dollar signs. You know, hey, let's have the biggest artist in the non- They're clearly trying to expand outside of America.
Yeah.
Let's get Bad Bunny. And I saw some crazy early reports, probably wrong, probably AI, whatever. But they said, like, you know, the Super Bowl always gets 100, 150 million views. And, like, they said that the Super Bowl, like, hundreds of millions of people watched it. A bunch of people tuned in for it. Yeah.
For the halftime show?
For the halftime show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. What did I say something
wrong? You said for the Super Bowl.
Your fun fact was that people normally watch Super Bowl, and this year they did too. I think I missed something.
I got to go in there. Yeah. Sorry, I've been learning Spanish all night, so I'm forgetting English.
So you're saying there was like a spike during the halftime show?
Right. Like a bunch of, proud Latinos tuning in, which makes sense. And it did look awesome. And now
it was a fun show to watch.
Now I've had it translated to me a little bit. I see how it was really cool. I don't speak Spanish, so I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, you almost, I'm like nervous to publicly say I like the show because now it feels like I'm making a statement. But it was only Rachel and I watching it together. So you do get to really watch it. And, you know, it's like two songs in and I'm going, I think I like this.
Yeah. Oh, visually. And Rachel's
I think I like it too. You know, because that's kind of what it is. It's like, yeah, I don't really know any of these songs, but like, it's cool. It's fun.
It was People are dancing
around. Ricky Martin. I grew up on Ricky, baby.
Yeah, I knew him.
Oh, yeah.
He was in there. Lady Gaga.
Did you guys catch Alex Earl?
Yeah. Alex Earl was in there. Pedro Pascal. I enjoyed freaking out a couple people. Was that Pedro Pascal? Yo, I think you're being racist. I think it was just a random Hispanic guy.
Backup dancer.
Yeah, no, that was him. It was sick. I mean, it was kind of new and unique how visual it was for the TV and how they would cut to some pre-recorded bits. And,
for 3 seconds while he changes here. Yeah, I thought it was cool. I don't know which one of his songs were my favorite. I don't know the names of his songs, mm-hmm. but for 20 minutes, I liked it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I realized this doesn't matter because as I was thinking like, yeah, I do kind of like this. I'm trying to think of the ones in the past that I was like, who performed last year?
Right.
I don't even know. Yeah. I don't even know who did it last year.
Who did it last year, Katie?
Kendrick Lamar? Was that last
year? Wow. But that's how little it matters. Like we are making such a big deal out about the halftime performance. Like who did last year's? Who did the year before that?
If you asked me who played, I wouldn't know.
The year before that, was that Dr. Dre and all them?
He was in there at some point. Yeah, no one remembers. The Weeknd was there at some point.
Bruno Mars was pretty memorable. Bruno was like...
See, I don't even remember that. I remember Rihanna up in the air. I don't even remember Bruno.
Mm-mm. I saw Lady Gaga as I was there in person. She was up in the air.
That was the second time Lady Gaga was on.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Wow.
So here's what I was confused about. She went on there and sang a song that she does with Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
That is not Bad Bunny.
I didn't really get that. I guess they were just like, let's get a little English in here. I mean, seriously, that's what
they're... in the contract. Let's have a little English. Either you do it or bring someone else.
We're just going to bring in Gaga. She's great.
And she just sings like a Latin version of a song she does with another guy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But she did good. I mean, it was fine. I was just confused.
Yeah.
It is funny, I just enjoyed my Instagram stories popping up. You had the one or two people popping up like, we're watching this one, Kid Rock. And then a couple people, best Super Bowl performance ever.
Yes.
They're sharing all this. Like, all right, easy.
Good memes came out of it.
Good memes.
He carried
what you need.
Bad Bunny carried a football for a little part of it. So people were saying, you know, Bad Bunny's got more yards than the Patriots. He reached the end zone before the Patriots, you know, stuff like that.
People like to touch on, there's a little bit where he wakes up the kid on the chairs.
Yeah.
I guess it's very their culture to like, they just bring their kids anywhere to the party and they have to like sleep on the chairs. Mm-hmm. Why people need to do that? we should have been inspired. Everyone's like, we're going to go home for bedtime. Said, let these kids figure it out. Let them sleep on the ground.
Get along.
We're having a good time.
I think that kid was like 7 or 8, not like two.
No. I was reading comments. I was reading up on it. This is a real thing. The culture, the 2-year-old, 3-year-old. It's 1 a.m. We're having a good time. Figure it out.
That will happen.
I'm going to start bringing my kids to guys' night, to the bars.
Lawn chairs.
The more children you have, the more likely that will happen. I think it's like when you get down kid 4, kid 5, you're like, they can just, it's fine.
You don't know. It's not your culture. You don't know.
Is that true, Derek? You're just kind of like, it's fine. Fourth kid, they can sleep. That? They can sleep at the party. When you go to big parties, he sleeps on the chairs.
We went out to your guys' show. That was the first time in a long time we've done something. So, yeah.
Bob Olney.
But it was fun. It was like, as a white guy who's lived in pretty much Missouri my whole life, it's like, I don't understand most of what I'm seeing. Like, obviously hearing, but even just like saying, like, I bet this is very cool if you're in this culture. I bet this is very appropriate. I don't know.
Looked cool.
Great. Good for him.
I did reserve judgment. I go, that looked cool. I really enjoyed it. I liked the beat. I don't know what he said. So let me do my research before I. And he didn't say. He said, "God bless America. Unite us all. America, we love everyone." Spike the football, baby.
Yeah, which I didn't know if that meant like psych, like just kidding about just what kidding. I said.
Oh wow!
And then the shanty Puerto
together
Puerto
we're all America. Psych. That's what he did.
Puerto Rico.
Wow.
No, I totally get it. I support good business decisions. Yeah, he's the number one artist on the planet outside of English speaking America. So makes sense. Get him in. Get the fans. Welcome to the NFL. Our Spanish-speaking brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Try fantasy football. It will change your life. Welcome.
It was a great Super Bowl for the Hispanic community to tune into because it was so much kicking. Got him on that one. I mean, they had to feel right at home.
Oh, they're like, wait, this is football? This is crazy. They're kicking and kicking and punting. And
this is great.
Yeah, all of us are spoiled white Americans were just furious. It's 12-0 at half. They go, this is blowing my mind. 12 points at the halfway point? You know, it was perfectly drawn up. Perfect script by the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, hey, so we're going to have defense. A lot of the football fans coming in.
Yeah.
How do we warm them up?
It's not get crazy in the goal, you know, in the red zone.
Just keep settling for the kick, baby.
Yeah.
That's true, man.
Kind of a sheltered kid moment. This shows how little I knew about Bed Bunny and also probably explains why I didn't understand the outcry, I guess. But like, you know, all right, welcome to the Apple Music Halftime Show. He's standing there. He's got his mic. And then the first words out of his mouth, he starts speaking Spanish. And I go, oh, starting off with Spanish. And Rachel's like, pretty sure the whole thing's going to be in Spanish. And I was being honest. I was like, really? The whole thing? She's like, yeah, I think that's like the whole thing is like it's a Spanish halftime show. They go, well, I knew he was Latino, but I didn't think he can't throw us a bone and throw. He doesn't have any English songs.
That's so, dude, how many of the like 150 million people that watched that, how many millions were in that same belt? They go, okay, I get he's starting with a Spanish
okay,
song.
Okay, right? Well, he has to start with one.
And I'm excited to hear some of, all right, I think.
Is this the same song or is it, oh.
I think the whole thing in Spanish. You go, yeah, he can't speak English. That's so funny.
Do you think
start off Spanish? All right, okay, I'm with it. That's kind of cool.
Can he speak English? Surely.
I just googled. He can't. It's like he's not fluent in English.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Like, of course, he like so many of people have it's their second language, but no, I mean, yeah, he's speaks Spanish.
That's good to know now. Because here's all I know about Bud Bunny. I know that my friend Scott, who lived in Portugal for 2 years, loves him, and I know that he was in Happy Gilmore too. And I'm pretty sure he spoke English in that. Yeah, too. I remember him like being pretty like great comedic timing. So I was like, oh, he's got to come out and
so he
wow. Yeah, wait, he spoke English in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Good.
That's all I know about him.
He spoke English. Good.
He's an American AI, actor.
Dude, but I'm also, so done with AI.
You can.
AI told me he can't speak. Don't cancel me. AI said he can't speak it fluently, but he didn't have a humor too.
But
I hate it.
That's
AI.
Also like learning lines. That's like a little different. Yeah, if you fed me some Spanish lines, right. I could just.
Yep. Okay. Sorry, AI. Yeah. Okay. Let's feed you a line.
Okay.
you think you could nail this, even though you can't speak Spanish. What's a good line?
I took 3 years of Spanish in high school.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What's a good line for her to, like, let's say what she's in a, like a Spanish drama.
And she says,
It's
he's
like
right behind me, isn't he? Classic American Disney Channel line, but I want to hear it in Spanish. Oh, no.
Translate it, yeah.
He's right behind me, isn't he?
He's right behind me, isn't he? Can be translated. This is AI, so we're trusting it. Está justo detrás de mi verdad? I think that, let's try this one. That was the natural, this is the literal translation, whatever that means. Está justo detrás de mí, no?
This is what Bad Bunny does to people.
Detrás de mí, no?
I can't remember what you said.
Right. Not that easy.
But you have to do the natural, because what it's saying is that the Spanish...
Está justo detrás... I'm butchering this. Está justo detrás de mí, verdad?
Did you take any Spanish ever?
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, a student.
There it is.
What was your Spanish name in class?
Tomas.
Duh. Mine was Catalina.
Oh.
Oh. Woo! Rawr.
Esta, I forgot all the other words you said.
Justo? Está justo detrás de mí, ¿verdad?
Está justo detrás de mí, ¿verdad?
Oh,
I
don't know see? Not that easy,
I didn't
it?
Know if I believed that he was right behind you. I didn't feel it.
Do you remember anything? I remember a few...
Bailar.
To I dance?
Like, this is my favorite word, bailar.
To drink?
I remember the
to
whole, dance? Yeah, the conjugation stuff, bailar.
That's what I'm saying. So natural, bailar. They're saying, like, they don't phrase or, like, sentences like... We do. Damn, so they're saying
they go like reverse and all this stuff.
I just remember we always had to use the bathroom in Spanish. So, me permite usted ir al baño? May I please use the bathroom?
May I please?
Nice. That's a good one to know.
I just loved how much they were. It's so wild to think about in hindsight. I mean, we were sat down and told right to our face, by the time you're an adult, this whole country's going to be speaking Spanish.
Well,
so you better learn it.
Yeah.
They just did a Super Bowl halftime show in Spanish. It's getting there.
Well, no, they were fear-mongering us like, this will be the first language of this country.
Yeah, yeah.
By the time you're 20. So also, I think you'd get it together.
I feel like they held it over our heads for college. Yeah, that was the big thing where I grew up. It's like, you're not going to be able to get into college without 2 years of a foreign language. It's like, dang, that's okay.
Really? Okay.
I always kind of had this, sometimes I'll see people, they like will put their kids in like, in a Spanish or a French or some other language school so that they learn another language fluently. But I was talking to someone about it and I was like, yeah, that is kind of cool. They're like so fluent. And they're like, yeah, when I was a kid, I was fluent in Spanish, but I don't interact with anyone who speaks Spanish for the last 20 years of my life. So I can't really speak it anymore.
I know, that's why you learn. And I get bummed out. I had a buddy who was like kind of fluent. He's like, I lived in Spain for a year, but now I lost it. I go, well, yeah. I thought it's like a riding a bike situation. Right. Like you're in, but you're like, you got to keep practicing. Well, now technology doesn't matter. We're all going to be, you never have to learn it ever. The AirPods now just.
Right.
Dude, the AirPods. I should have listened with my AirPods in. Live translation.
Oh, wow.
That's a great call.
Wow.
Dude, you should go back and watch the YouTube, like, you know, replay of it with the AirPods and see if it could catch it.
Now, I'm just thinking of this now. Do you think it crossed their mind to give us some captions? I think they should have done that. What do you think? Or no, do you think that's like diminishing the art?
I don't
know.
To
give us some English captions so we can kind of be like, okay.
Because I feel like oftentimes for forever you hear the opposite. And you're like, and of course this broadcast is brought to you on SAP. They always talk about SAP, you know, which stands for something. But I know it means like this. We have Spanish subtitles for you. Yeah, I would have liked the option. Mundo. Yeah. They're always talking SAP.
The white channel or something.
Yeah.
Click over to CMT and we'd get like an overdub. God bless America. Puerto Rico. That would have been sick.
Did you see DJ Michael's story? He had a Puerto Rican flag drape over him just like dancing around during the halftime show.
That's true, man.
Looked very funny. Fun.
You're hype. He's Puerto Rican, man.
How was Kid Rock, though?
No notes. No notes.
The sync was off.
Yeah.
The sync was off.
He wasn't singing at all.
Really? I saw one clip and it was pretty rough.
Clips. How old is he?
He's old. Yeah, dude, it was weird. And J.D. Vance was there.
Oh, really?
Unless, again, I'm being fooled by some kind of AI, but.
You know, it's like really
everything
sad.
Everything I look now, I go, well, just disclaimer, I might be fooled.
Yeah.
No, he was in the crowd with his wife and they're like trying to vibe. You go, wait, enjoy this. He's up there screaming. Kid Rock is.
I saw a great meme that was like, you know, some people are like, I'm not listening to Bad Bunny because I can't understand anything he says. So then they turn on Kid Rock and he's saying, ba with the ba, the bang, the bang. This is the same thing.
That's funny.
But I really do hate that. I've heard that statement way more times in the last couple of weeks than I want to. I saw this thing, but like, disclaimer, yeah. I don't know if it was AI. Yeah. It's like, my gosh.
I'll start using that.
It's really, it's like, kind of annoying.
Put on some makeup. You go, what? You go, what? They don't. I didn't say that. That was AI. 197 pounds, by the way. That's what the scale said. When we got back from Hawaii, that's what it was. I gained weight.
You gained weight?
But I know. Later in the day, though, that I did it in the morning, it was like 192.
You have to weigh at the same time.
Okay,
every day.
But still, it was depressing. So I'm locked in. I'm trying to do better. And Factor has been a big part of when I'm doing good. And now they're a proud sponsor of the podcast. And we have a great deal for y'all. Factor, pre-made meals that are actually good. They have so many options. New recipes every week. And they're in my fridge right now. I have one every day for lunch.
We except used when I'm Factor fasting before I'm they cool. were a sponsor.
All I was just saying, exactly. I've been using this for like a year. I had it for lunch today.
100 rotating weekly meals. High protein, calorie smart, Mediterranean diet, GLP-1 support, ready to eat salads. They got it all. Plus the new Muscle Pro collection, strength and recovery, baby. Come on. It's fresh. It's not frozen. You can microwave it all of them in about 2 minutes. No prep, no stress. They're delicious. So head to factormeals.com/correctopinions50off. That's factormeals.com/correctopinions50off. And use code correctopinions50off to get 50% off and free breakfast for a year.
Never had the breakfast. A year. There's a lot thrown in there.
Actually a really good deal. So eat like a pro this month with Factor. New subscribers only. Varies by plan. One free breakfast item per box for 1 year while subscription is rolling. So factormeals.com/correctopinions50off. Use code correctopinions50off. By the way, I'm going to do my function health update.
Your follow-up. Yeah.
Follow-up. Because you weigh so much?
Yeah, it might be part of it. We haven't seen your results in a while, but we just see the videos. Come back in and see us.
And that's the state-of-the-art technology that Function Health has.
Function Health, proud sponsor. You've heard us talk about them. Go check out over 160 biomarkers in your body. And and you're supposed to check up every now and then. So I'm due again to see where mine are at, where I've improved, where I've not improved. Because you can't manage your heart health if you're missing the info. Standard tests that you go out and check, they test the basics. And I've done this through my doctor. That's why I love Function. We're like, hey, I'm a dad now. I'm in my 30s. I want to check stuff. They're like, all right, we'll check it. And then you learn they check like 9 things. You're like, how do I check it?
Your blood pressure is good.
Yeah.
See ya.
So that surprised me. Some of my biggest heart risk factors are genetic and invisible, and most aren't tested in the standard physical you go get every year or whatever. So we offer for you guys Function Health. Katie's doing it. Her biological age is, she's darn near a teenager.
I think I was 22.
Oh my gosh.
Every time that number shocks me. I can't believe you were 22.
It's very annoying. Wow. I'm 30. All right. Own your health. Start with your heart. Function gives you access to 160 plus lab tests each year, including advanced markers for heart health, inflammation, stress hormones, and toxins for $365 a year. That's $1 a day to make sure you're good to go. So learn more and join using our link, functionhealth.com/Trey. Use gift code Trey25 for another $25. $25 off, $25 credit towards your membership, functionhealth.com/Trey, and use gift code Trey25 for $25 credit. Go to Patreon to hear more of what we got going on in her tummy.
My tummy, yep.
Tell you all about it and to hear more about, our lives. And thank you for the support. That's how we keep this pod going so strong. Extra episode every week, patreon.com/Trey Kennedy. And next, we have a fun interview with Lucas O'Neill. Have you seen?
Yep.
Which I know some of the recties have. Thank you for the support. If you've seen me live in the last 5 years, pretty much on every show, Lucas O'Neill opens up. Hilarious comedian. He's a great, even a better guy. We've become great friends, hanging on the crew. Katie was on tour with us that first time. You guys are great friends. He's the man. Very funny comedian. His debut special. He did it. He filmed it.
Sweet.
He's putting it out. And so we're helping him promote that. So Lucas O'Neill, if you're not already following him, go follow him on Instagram. He's got, you can follow, because his special drops February 17th, but it's out now for early access. Mm-hmm. Support him, hand him a few bucks. It means a lot to a guy who's building his comedy career. It means a lot to anyone. And so Lucas O'Neill, everyone. Katie and I interviewed him, Jake, which by the way, before I forget, in this interview, we're just, Lucas had a good correct opinion about men's fashion, and we were just talking about what's Jake going to wear on stage tonight. And
you guys put down guesses.
We put guesses, and I put before I forget, I'm going to send it to Derek here. We got it right. We got it right, which is that, you got your uniform, man. Looks great.
I do have a uniform. Clean.
Oh, that was funny. Like, I kind of forgot in the middle of your set. Lucas was like, dude, I think we got it right. So I took a photo of you. But Lucas O'Neill, everyone, Kate and I had a great chat with him, and enjoy this interview. Derek, let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, Lucas O'Neill.
Wow, thanks. Thanks
here
for having
go.
Me.
Yes, Jake. You're here day of the Kansas City show.
That's right.
Jake is busy. Guess what he's doing?
Pickleball.
Yes. That's what he's doing.
No way.
Derek's busy. Guess what Derek's doing?
Family stuff.
Yep.
Yep.
So what do you know? What's my thing? People go, Trey can't be there.
He's
wearing a wig.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah, those are our things. I'm being the producer, everything. We're fine. And Lucas is here. If you've been to any of my shows, basically over the last 5 years,
yeah,
you know who Lucas is. So yeah, thank you, dude.
Wow, it's been that long.
Yeah.
He was there.
Feels longer and shorter at the same time.
Yes. Yeah.
That's wild.
You've been there the whole time. We reflected on this. So he opens for me on the road, all the shows, yeah, and we're going to talk about this more, but it's your debut special, yeah, right? Very first one, comedy special, drops. By the time this is out, it's out.
I think it's out. Yes. It's out early access right now.
Early access right now.
And it'll be out on YouTube February 17th.
The 17th. Okay. So go support Lucas Extra. Seriously. He's worked very hard on it. I've seen the material in real time develop. I've already watched the special. Amazing. I said we're going to talk about this more later. We're going to talk about it now.
Okay, great.
And so go early access now for what, $10?
Yeah.
$10.
Yeah.
Huge.
10 or more.
Or more.
Yeah. You can pay more. Okay. It's pay what you want, okay, starting at $10.
Yes.
Okay. If you want less than that, early you gotta
access.
Wait. Yeah. Early
support,
access.
Support a growing comedian's career. So go check it out. Where can they?
I have the link
in my link in Instagram bio.
Link in the Instagram bio.
Without it, when
you
in
go,
doubt.
You also go to lucasoneal.com. Link's there.
Oh,
as
let's
well.
Go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. There'll be a little pop up.
You have lucasoneal.com.
I have it.
That's a big accomplishment. How do you have it?
I bought. No, there was no.
It was there.
Yeah. Lucas O'Neill's were pretty content. Whoa. Up until probably 2000. And
they were off the internet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And they still are.
Okay. Well, yeah. Everyone go check it out. And we first met, I don't know if we've reflected on this, we first met because I was throwing myself into the world of live comedy, selling my own shows. You know, I did stand up for a bit, we went right into it, and I go, I need an opener. I know no one, I know nothing. And I go, Jake, you want to open for me? Yeah. He'd never done it, but I go, he's funny, he'll figure it out. So he's my one opener, but he's like, sure, I'll like do it, try, but I don't do this. So he's like, I can open for you for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I go, so I'm going to need another.
Yeah.
So I sit up my agents. I go, you got anybody? And shout out my agent, Marcus. He goes, I know a guy. He's clean. I feel like you guys would get along. See if he's available. So he came. And I remember that first show. I was so terribly nervous. We had sold out like a 600 seat little theater.
Yeah, in Kentucky.
This was March 2020.
Yeah, in Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville, Kentucky. And you just popped in to say hello. I remember immediately. It's so funny. I don't know if I admitted this to you. I mean, in the room, I go, I was like, this guy, I'm not even worthy to meet this guy. In what? My head, you're
to
like,
me?
Oh, I think he's just some, like, he's a comedian from New
right,
Chicago.
New York.
You were New
York. I was
York
in New York then. Yeah,
he's
yeah,
been
yeah,
doing
yeah
it for a decade. Da, da, da. I remember it's like, hi, I'm going to be bad at this. So like,
did you think he was going to go up there and hit, he was going to be just like, yeah, the opening was going to be just like way better than your.
Oh, I did not watch a set that first time. Well, not because that's I was honestly so busy preparing, of but course also I was like, I'm not an idiot. I'm like, this guy's been doing this 10 years. I'm not going to like watch him go on before me. Because yeah, I experienced that in the clubs warming up. They provide a local opener and most of them are local and like whatever. But one of the cities is provided like a vet who had credits and I just watched him before me. I was like, I don't like, I don't need to watch this. I need to not watch a guy be clearly better than me. And then pandemic, so we didn't see each other for like 9 months.
We had two back shows. We had two shows. And then I was driving to the next spot. And then my manager called and was like, are you headed back to New York? And I said, why? She was like, the show's canceled. I was like, you're supposed to tell me. I love my manager. She's still my manager. But I was like, how would I know
if you didn't call me? Yeah, how
would I?
So yeah, then we didn't see each other. Pandemic.
Tour camp for the tour resumed. Probably a full year later.
October.
A year and a half later.
Yeah, I think like a year and a half later.
So they were like, hello again. And then we actually did the tour. And then we, you know, the crew becomes best friends. Yeah. And
I when the pandemic happened, I was like, I'll never get that gig again. I was like, that's, I get it. Yep, that'll be it.
Yeah, lucky for you. In that year and a half, I met zero more comedians. So I was just still here doing this. So your job was safe.
But Jake got a lot better.
He did.
He got a lot better.
We all did. Yes. And I guess you, because that, I mean, it's so long ago. That whole tour, were you, because by the time he came around, then he kind of took your.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what happened. Yeah. So that's a little bummer.
But we've never talked about
that. We've never talked about
Wait, I
go, Jake goes, I only have 8 minutes. I go, well, I need a guy to do the 20.
Yeah.
And when the time came back around, I go, well, no, Jake has 20.
Yeah.
A couple years have passed. That was the only downside.
I actually, have I ever told you this?
That's fine.
So I get off the plane in Charlotte for the resuming the tour, and I look at the schedule. I look at the run of the show order, and I text Tom, tour manager Tom, and I go, seems like something wrong with the schedule. I'm only doing 10 minutes up top. And he was like, that's, you know, and Tom, he was just like, Bart, something like, that's right, what I know, you know, what I know, that's right.
What
you
I was
know?
Told.
Yeah, what I was what I was told. So yeah, it was different. Glad.
No, I do remember that. There was, maybe you and I didn't converse, but my managers were, I remember that and being like, oh my God, how, and I remember looking back for proof. Like, I definitely told someone to tell your manager to tell you, like, I did feel bad about that. Like, I definitely, made, hey, we're going to do it like this. And it's somehow, that's a problem sometimes.
You got too many of these managers. I'd probably still be driving to Charlotte.
Too many middlemen.
I tell my manager to tell Tom, tell Tom, tell your manager to tell you. And that someone messed it up. Yeah. And so that, I do recall that. But hey.
All for the best.
Man. All for the best.
But now you're here. Now you're doing 30.
Yeah. Well, wait, is Jake?
Jake's going up.
Tonight he's doing 10.
He's popping on. Yeah.
5, 10.
He'll do 10. He'll do 20. Yes.
Someone should tell Tom. Because it's also not updated in the schedule.
I'll
show you the text. I texted him 2 days ago.
You CC again, me on these texts, man? I just need to be CC'd.
And in his defense, he probably already printed it when I texted him 48 hours ago.
Yep.
Jake's going to be on the show. Just to get ahead of that.
When we started back up, I had seen so few people. Like the pandemic, I had seen so few people. It was honestly the biggest learning curve was just like, how do I hang out? Do I know how to hang out? And especially, like, truly, just how to hang out with guys. Because I've just been hanging out with my partner, Sabrina, my sister, and that was mostly it.
Wow, yeah.
So it was, like, really, like, I was like, oh, yeah, football. Right. What do we do? I'm glad Katie was there.
I was going to say, we did have one transition. Girl that I could kind of help. Yeah.
Totally. Well, I'm sure people are, I always find it interesting. I don't think we've dove into this a ton with you personally. We should more, but I think it's fascinating how comedians, their stories are always insane. Like, how did you, all right, debut special, you've been doing stand-up for how long officially?
Like 14 years.
14 years. Yeah. So what, give us a quick, why'd you start it? What were the first few lives like? What's been 14 years been like?
Okay. When I was like younger, I just always loved stand-up. When I was like 12 or 13, I would like fall asleep listening to stand-up comedy. But I never thought that I could do it. And I was like an athlete, played basketball, something we have in common. And then, in college, I got cut.
Good basketball player.
Yeah. Good
basketball player. Yeah. And we talk, I go, okay, this comedian's into basketball. And when you think comedian or any kind of, you go, oh, the sports, there's no way.
There's no way.
I mean, y'all's background is so similar.
And there's just, basketball, we talk about that with Jake and we go, is there a, days. We've had these conversations, which every guy does this. You think of. It reminds me of high school, and us five would be like, we could beat any WNBA team. You'd do that.
Yeah.
We're like, is there a comedy tour on the planet that can beat us in 3-on-3 basketball? Like, we have those conversations. And
I think that's a good,
And it's a, I don't know.
Honestly.
Well,
we would stack up.
We would stack up. I think we all could. Comedy tours in the world.
We'd be in the play-in game basketball. For sure.
We're in the conversation.
Wow.
I mean, did you see?
Have you guys ever played? You guys have played together like a couple times.
Yeah, we played in Boston and Katie showed up and was basically like.
It was like, honestly, it was embarrassing.
Me and Alan and DJ Travis, 2-on-2.
It was like.
Alan was nearly puking.
I had to like look away.
And it was one of those like, that's my husband, dude. That's just not attractive.
I just feel like everyone was struggling. It was just like, you guys should stop.
I was not struggling. I want to be really clear. I was not struggling. And Alan was dragging himself to compete, which I valued. I mean, literally lying on the ground and being like, I need a minute in a public park.
It was outside public park. Yeah, that was a sight I can't forget.
For some reason, did you see the video of Ryan Gosling throwing a football?
No.
Just look it up if you haven't seen it. You're just like, how?
Just a
I guess, I guess he was in Disney Kids when he was 9, so he never. No one taught him how to throw a football.
Oh, so he can't.
Oh, no, it's just like horrible. Impossibly Like, what even is he doing? Yeah, so look it up in your free time.
All
right.
Do you think
so,
that's why all these actors have to do method stuff to just learn for their characters?
Like, basic they're just like, skills.
Yeah, it's like basic stuff. They're like, yeah, I've trained like for 5 hours every day for 5 months to play ping pong. And you're like, is that, couldn't you have just done it?
Yeah, couldn't you just done it?
Or you just,
Bradley Cooper, 6 years, learn how to do the wand.
Do the connector.
You know, really?
Yeah.
I guess your only skills are being, are the acting and the good looking.
Really handsome, yeah. Mm-hmm. He was like known for that. In college, people were like, "Yeah, the really handsome guy."
Yeah,
and now he's famous.
He got it pretty far. Yeah,
some
yeah.
stuff you can't teach.
Yeah.
Oh, so okay, right. So then I got to college, got cut from the basketball team, and then I didn't know what to do. Ended up taking like a theater class. We had to do improv. We had to watch the student group. I was like, "This was fun to do. I think it'd be. I mean, this was fun to watch. I think it'd be way more fun to do." And then that was that. And then I joined the improv team, and then they did a stand-up night, and they didn't invite me. And I've spent the rest of my life kind of trying to prove them wrong.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
How many?
A lot of vengeance. I'm not even told you this.
I have like probably three moments that pop in my head of like, oh my gosh, I'm going to run forever. I'm 80% of my efforts are to prove that statement wrong.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yes, that's one. Do you have that's a couple? One. You have a couple?
Yes. Also in college, I was failing a history class almost. I mean, like just, I got like a D minus on a paper. So my next paper, I gave about the same amount of effort and I was like emailing the professor and they weren't getting back to me on questions. So I went to see the professor and he was like a little late to be working on this. I was like, yeah, okay. He asked us the questions and then I was like, okay, I got to go. I got an improv show tonight. He's like, you should probably skip that and work on your paper because you're not going to make a living doing that.
There we go.
Wow.
And I remember stopping in the doorway and being like, you know what I'm definitely not going to make a living at? Writing history papers. So I'm going to go to my show. And so I remembered, I've never forgotten that. Wow. Dallas Dennery, I hope you're listening, okay?
What was his name?
Dallas Dennery. Professor Dallas Dennery.
Someone get this in front of him.
Yeah, get this in front of him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can think of a couple names.
That's
but
true.
I don't want to say mine because I
you still know
think it's 100% chance someone, someone would send.
Yeah. I'm happy to say mine because he's tenured, so he's fine.
Yeah. He's got more than he deserves.
Yeah, he's doing good.
He's fine.
That's very funny. Okay, so
right.
College. From there.
From there, moved back in with my parents. And was like, I'm going to try to figure out if I really like this. So I was in Portland, Maine, where I'm from. And I was just like driving to Boston. I was just doing as much gigs as I could. And then I was like, after like the umpteenth time, I drove to Boston, slept on my friend's couch so I could do 2 late night spots and drove back directly to work. I was like, I got to move. Mm. So I moved to Chicago. I was there for like 4.5 years. And then I moved to New York. And that was kind of it.
Doing the game, spots every night. Yeah. How insane were you? Because you always hear about some of these comedians. They're like, I lived in New York and I would do 7 spots a night.
Yeah.
Every night.
You can probably guess from like my sweater. I was like moderate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like pretty moderate.
I still like practice some self-care a little bit.
Yeah. I tried to do, my only thing was just like 4 nights a week. If I go over half, that's good.
No.
Okay. You get a lot done in that.
And were you doing like 10, 15, 20 hour? Like how long sets were you doing?
Oh, Katie.
I don't know.
She's speaking for the, I know. There's plenty of people listening to say, explain it to us.
It's fantastic. So you get like 3 minutes.
Okay.
You get like 3 minutes at mics, maybe 4. And I just kept doing that until eventually.
So funny to think. I go from 3 to 4 tonight?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I know. I remember moving from New York, Chicago, New York. They were like, you get 2.5 minutes. Which there's a downside to that besides, you know, obviously. But it's like, you kind of have to stick within a particular rhythm.
Yeah.
And so it is that when you have a little more time, I do think more distinct rhythms come out. Like comedic rhythms, you know, like punchline rhythms. Chicago has a lot of great stand-ups that come out of that. And I do think it's partly because of the freedom. Anyway.
The whole 30 seconds extra freedom.
Yeah.
A lot of freedom.
I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but like you would like really be surprised.
20%
more
time.
I know, but that's just wild.
Like, yes. So, I mean, when we're building out new material, it's like if you come out of a show and you go, I got 2 new minutes. Right. That's like a lot of punchlines.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a big chunk. Right. And I did that for a year. I didn't get booked on a show. Like no one asked me to be on a show. I was just showing up to open mics, writing my name down and doing it.
Okay.
I booked one show. On my second show, they filmed the sets for people. This was before everyone filmed anything. And from that set, I got into the Bridgetown Comedy Festival.
Wow.
And that kind of like changed.
Yeah.
Like how I was seen in the scene, like how my representation saw me, all that stuff.
Very cool.
Actually, do you want to hear how I got my first agent?
Yes.
It's a good story. It's a very good story. So I just moved to Chicago, and I was nobody. And a coworker of mine was like a client at an agency in Chicago. And out of a favor, right, they connected me over email with one of the partners there. And they were like, you can come in. Yeah, you can have a lunch. We'll take a meeting. And I go in, Bob, and I meet with Bob, an agent, and he takes me into a side room, which is not, you don't go, you're not just like, oh yeah, they want me here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They took me into a side room. The monitor wasn't hooked up to electricity. So it was just like a dummy desk, like where you'd shoot like a sketch or something. Mm-hmm. And we talk for a little bit. I just go, okay, so side room. So we're not actually doing anything. And we talk, and then he goes, 1 second. We talk for like 15 minutes, and he goes in, and he comes back. He goes, you should meet the rest of the team. And I come in, and we meet the team. And then we go into the elevator, and he goes, okay, we'd love to represent you. And then the elevator shuts, and I was like,
yeah, oh, so no. Cool.
It was very cool, but I was like, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Representing me.
I was like, cool, for what? Can you get me on a show?
How much of my money are you going to take? It's kind of the big question.
You played a lot of gaming, represented as a model. But yeah. Like, we'll represent you. Like, she was represented by some fancy place in Chicago.
Yeah, the Wilhelmine in Chicago, or I don't know. Yeah, they just
represented her, and I guess they called her, and representing her meant calling her once a year.
Yeah,
with a job.
Yeah.
Right. Wow, great representation.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't book a lot.
But you get to say it. You go, well, my rep's by so and so.
Yeah. I actually think it was a detriment in some way.
Oh, really? Okay, anyone who's listening who's starting their career that would need an agent.
Yeah.
Highly recommend getting a manager first.
Definitely.
Good because word. That's someone who is actually has personal interest in you, and agencies have tons of people that they're fighting for. So it's like, you're just kind of on the list.
Yeah.
Get a manager first, then an agent.
Yeah.
That is, yeah.
Did you have a manager?
No.
Oh, darn.
See my career?
Well, I mean, I guess models, they get to, models need managers less.
Less. Yeah. But I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it's not that common in modeling industries, right. But it does happen, and it definitely helps. Yeah.
Were you also supposed to, in modeling, you're supposed to like be really friendly to casting and stuff? Do you have to like go in and like hang out or whatever?
They were looking for a lot of different things, and a lot of times I was not it. I mean, the LA scene, I was told by my agent that I was too put together, and I really, like, legitimately was told this, that I really needed to look like that. Maybe I had been out the night before.
Nice.
And I
just be fun hot girl.
I just came in too clean.
This girl's all respectful. Yeah. She like believes in herself. It's like such a drag. Yeah.
You need to come in looking like you're overcoming a hangover.
Yeah.
Would you just practice just dropping something just to be like, I'm just all over the place?
I mean, I couldn't. And it was like, and I'm kind of like, well, maybe you're sending me to the wrong jobs. Because
right.
I just think that those are not the jobs that I need to book, because that's not like my brand. Like, that's not, you know, and I'm looking around. I was 25, 26 at the time.
Yeah.
There's 18-year-olds. I'm just like, we're not matching up here. This is not my people.
Hey, so, you did great.
Yeah.
Great career.
So I moved back to the Southeast.
And they were like, thank you.
They were like, oh, you're clean. And yeah, it's good.
But yeah. All right. That was, but all that to say, brought you here today to the first special.
Yeah.
I know we've been going back and forth on it. It's a... Did it surprise you how stressful it was shooting a special?
Yeah.
It's kind of like... Because I'm about to shoot one. Derek's going to help me in a few months in Oklahoma City. And in my head, I'm like, oh, yeah, at this time, I won't be stressed. It's like the third one. But you get there and you're kind of like, oh my gosh, this is so...
Well, the first,
obviously, because you're like, I don't really trust these people shooting it right now. I don't know them that well.
Yeah.
Is this going to turn out the way I want? It's so stressful.
It's a pretty big leap of faith. I mean, let me also just say, and I'm sure the listeners know, but it's like, you're so outwardly calm in all of these specials, man. I would not know if we hadn't spent 5 years basically living together off and on that you were nervous at all. It's just, implacable. Is that the word?
I guess.
It's like, just like,
I don't know what that is. I kind of go, I'm like mama mentality or something.
Mamba.
We just kind of, it's like game time, man. We got to lock in. But I did snap at the last one.
Well,
I did
yeah.
have one or two moments.
And there were
where
plenty
I was,
of reasons to snap at that yes, last yeah. one. Yeah. But turned out great. It's on Hulu, right?
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. I know that's definitely gonna be one of those things where it disappears. Or I get an email one day like, hey, this is gone now. I really don't think it's like forever. I don't know. Those are funny.
Yeah.
It's on there. Cool.
But I have used that experience to tell other people, I'm like, things just go wrong and there's nothing you can do. But
yeah.
But you no one will care more about your piece than you. And I think that was like my biggest yeah. challenge of like, for other people, it's just like another day on their job. And you're like, this is actually the thing I've been working towards for about a decade.
True.
Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah. And there's no, like you prepare, but there's a level of like, they're not going to get to it until like 2 weeks before or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well tell my brain to stop worrying because it will start well before 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shot this in Chicago.
I shot this in Chicago.
Yeah. Den, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. At the Den Theater.
So many specials shot there.
Yeah.
Very cool. The Emotional Man.
Emotional Man.
That's what it's called. What's the runtime?
Sort of a stand-up dramedy special, I would say, is how I'm framing it.
It's okay. Really cool. It's I mean, for those who've seen a lot of stand-up specials, I mean, I guess kind of, I don't know, Neil Brennan in there a yeah. little bit. Something that's got some real heart to it. Berbiglia. For sure. And what's the runtime?
I think it's like 58 or something like
that. Oh, that's
that.
Great.
Yeah.
Because all
yeah.
right, people, yeah. and I might do the new trend of, I might just put out, you know, be like 51 or something.
No, yeah.
That's what people, some people are putting out, it'll be like a 38 minute special. You go, well, come on. That's you got to at least round up to an hour.
I do think that's right. But I don't know. I mean, how long are people have told me, people don't, there are many people who think this is not my first special because right. they've seen some of my 10 minute sets online.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be like, great right. Comedy Central special. I was like, that was 8 minutes.
Yeah. Right.
But
I mean, the comedy world is, unless you're in it, just like a lot of industries, it's just, so you don't really understand the
public stand-up's booming. People love it, but they're still learning how it all works. You know, I mean, I did the gig I did last night. People afterwards, like, so are you coming up with that on the spot? Like they're like starting from ground zero.
Yeah.
Like, how are you even? And you just go, oh.
People still, a ton of people still think that every night you get on stage and you just come up with an hour off the top of your head.
I know.
And we're plant people in the crowd.
We're not all Rory Scovel. Mm-hmm. Okay, we can't all do that.
yes. So again, go follow you on Instagram. The yes. Link in bio. We got it everywhere.
Link in
bio.
Then it'll yeah, it's everywhere.
Be on YouTube, 800 Pound Gorilla's YouTube channel, which. Yep. My YouTube special's on there.
Yeah.
Because they're the kings of producing stand-up specials.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I actually don't, I mean, I love them. They're all so nice over there. I didn't even know mine was a part of there. Like, I hired these guys to make it. And then a few months later, like, it's going on 800 Pound Grills YouTube. And I go, I didn't know I signed up for that, but all right, cool.
You really got to read who's CC'd on emails and you got to read their email extension. You go, I guess it's going with them. Oh, that's great.
And I'm one of the comedians where I go, well, no, really explain it to me. Like where did we sign them? The contract? I could tell they're like, can you be like the other comedians who just go, okay, don't care, you know?
Well, and then like, complain later. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Comedians aren't like, oh, don't care.
Right.
They'll be like,
6 months later, wait, it's on the YouTube?
Yeah. They'll be like, why isn't this on Netflix? Why isn't this on everything? I thought, what? Why isn't this? It's like, well, because you're not, you know who you are.
They don't want it.
They said no.
That's simple.
Yeah.
That's the best. People go, why isn't it on Netflix? They don't want me. Yeah. You don't think we're trying?
Yeah. And it is tough because Netflix has a lot of stuff. So when they don't want you, you're like, what?
You have all this other stuff. All
this other stuff.
Yeah.
That took less time.
True. Well, thanks again for coming on and for all the hard work over the years. I mean, seriously, it's been, it's really cool. And I guess shout out Marcus, the matchmaker.
Shout out Marcus.
I was gonna say, matchmaking for sure.
You fine tune the crew and it's like, we have this great well-oiled machine. Everyone's doing their job. Everyone's enjoying being around each other.
Yeah.
And then we do a fun show. So, correct opinions. We got to hear at least one correct opinion from you.
Okay.
Before you leave. So. Give it to us.
Okay. I don't know if this actually fits the format, but I need straight men to be less afraid of fashion.
Okay.
Men are too afraid of fashion.
Okay.
And we gotta stop. I've been in Kansas City for about, 5 hours today. And a lot of men seem to not know that they can pick different clothes. They're all dressed kind of like a country music video might start at any time. And they can be in the back. I don't understand. It's like jeans, fine. Boots, fine. Trucker hat, okay, fine. Sweatshirt. And I'm like, you can do fun colors. You can do different colors. Mm-hmm. Look, you take some swings. I really appreciate that.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Yep. And I get, every day in the comments of this podcast, I do get absolutely flamed for it. But you know what? Yeah. Hey, keep wearing my fun sweaters.
I want to be clear. And you have misses. You absolutely have misses. And so do I.
And that's okay.
Yeah, because it means you're shooting.
Yes.
You're shooting your shot.
There you go. Okay.
But I feel like why aren't they so afraid?
They're
afraid of bright colors. They're afraid of bold patterns. It's like, I'm wearing purple pants. I want to be really clear. I'm like, I'm trying to live what I speak here.
I just think that it's scary. You don't want to stand out in that way.
Yeah.
Cause you're related to these guys. You have a couple brothers. They show up. I got them some of my favorite pair of shorts, Outdoor Voices. I think they're not a company anymore.
I don't know.
Not doing good, which is shocking because I love their stuff.
They were a hot ticket for a
moment. They were big time for a moment. Yeah. And I go, these are good, solid. They're not fun shorts, but they're good, solid, kind of like warm around the house, running errands. Also could work out in shorts. I go, I'll give them to your brothers for Christmas. And 9 out of 10 times I see them, they're in the shorts.
Yeah.
I go, wow, they clearly like the comfort, and they just go, these are simple shorts, and some guys, they just go, I'm just gonna wear.
I just don't think that they care.
Guys should care a little.
They should care a little more.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I can't tell if it's because it's not incentivized. So it's like, if you wear something cool, you will not be celebrated for it. You will be mocked, right? As this comment section of this podcast is.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Yep. Well,
But sometimes I'm just like, but didn't you? But we got to change that because I think it's really cool. I think it's fun. It's fun to express and try different things.
All jokes aside, it is interesting that I wear, this is kind of a cool like pinstripe shirt, and I wear it on stage, and I have like 90 M's after like, love the show, ditch the pajama shirt or something. You're like, what? Come on. And of course, I kind of enjoyed it. I liked it. But some sweet guy who's like, I kind of like this shirt, and he just gets barrage with insults.
You have to. I mean, it's your surroundings, right? Like you're in. I mean, you live in an area where that's like more normal,
right?
Like totally. You're kind of like getting inspiration, and you see other people, and you're like. Whereas, I mean, I even think like in the South, like in Georgia. I mean, there was a uniform,
right?
You know, and it's just like. So it's like hard to step out of that when it's just like, that's all you see.
I know, but I'm like all these like rugged individualist men. And then they're like wearing the same thing as everyone else. I'm like, come on, be an individual.
Individual.
You're being a communist.
Oh,
hey, that's
communist
awesome.
Communist
clothing. Come on. It's patriotic to wear flamboyant colors. That's
yes, it is.
I think that's what you need to lead.
Yeah,
kind of. I think that would really help them.
And some of the wives are to blame. The Midwest Southern wives. You don't want to wait. Just say try again. You know, he walks out in the Carhartt hoodie. Come on.
I mean, in a lot of scenarios, I think the wife is maybe still picking out the clothes in a lot of scenarios. Mm-hmm.
And I really, here's my other correct opinion. That shouldn't happen. Stop it.
Yeah.
I mean, I get why the wives are doing it. They need to sometimes because you're just like, we got to get to a baseline, right?
Yeah.
If you're just like, we got to get to a baseline of acceptability. But men, we can do better.
Yeah.
We can do better and we must.
We must. And we have a great culture in my friend group where there's an expectation where you take some swings.
Yeah.
And they let you know when you hit your misses. Yeah. I've told this story, but really quickly, you'll appreciate it. I had a fun green Nike sweater that...
It
I really
looks
liked.
Like a hockey jersey.
And I think it's very cool. I stand by it. I wore it out. Of course, my buddies are kind of like, they're giving me a hard time. And then over the course of the evening, 7 compliments from strangers at a couple of bars. And by the end, they're like, come on. But it was just undoubtedly a good sweater. Yeah. And I go, you guys can make fun of me, but this was a home run.
Yeah.
There's just, we've got a lot of feedback tonight.
You for sure dress your best when you're going out with your friends and not on a date with me.
Absolutely. With you, I keep it classy. I want you to be the star.
Is Let that you right?
shine. That's not.
Is that true?
Let you shine.
Couldn't you both shine?
He walked out in almost like an identical outfit as me the other night. That was weird.
Well, you were in the cool new jacket. I got you. And I said, how many houses can do that? I bought her a cool jacket.
That is cool.
Right.
That is feminine cool. And cool.
Right. And you saw what I was wearing. And then you walked out and you were in this like same outfit.
That's because you're a leader. You just made such a good impression that got into his brain. The way that I can tell if you can't trust men too close to you for their opinion on fashion. That's why you got to go a little outside. Because I normally know I have a cool outfit on when my dad has to comment on it in a negative way.
Oh.
Because if I'm doing that, I'm like, all right, I'm breaking the mold enough that he's just like, okay, where's Waldo? And that's just because I wear glasses sometimes. And he doesn't have very good insults. But it's like...
there does exist, too, I think, of, you know, who we're missing today. I hope they're having a great day. Jake and Derek, who I just don't know if there's... I don't know what that is about a guy. They can't do... There's no world where they could pick out a really great outfit. Yeah. You know, but Jake... Jake's made great efforts. You know, he's bought some clean pieces and
really helped Jake.
Yes. And but I think Derek would be the first to admit, he goes, I don't have a clue. Like the effort needs to be there. And I think that's the big part.
Derek, great, that's great, a good opinion. Example.
And we'll see what he wears tonight. We'll see what Derek and Jake wear tonight.
I know what Derek's going to wear tonight.
Derek's working. He's got a crew.
There's like a uniform to that, really.
Jake's on stage tonight.
Solid color.
He'll do the simple, he'll do jeans, simple, maybe white sneaks, and what do we think? What are we calling it?
He's just been wearing like a thick cotton t-shirt. Like it's a t-shirt, but it's like kind of stacked.
Like a heavy
he found a nice brand he liked on paid ads on Instagram, and it's like he's gone with it. It's not, you know, hey.
I love paid ads. why are you hating on paid ads?
Yeah, no, they're fantastic. They're fantastic. Yeah, they're fantastic.
They make social media better.
I love when they come to me. They know what I need. I've talked about this before. They listen to me. They know exactly what I need. I don't have to search for it. It pops up.
The shopping just goes to you.
Oh my gosh, I did need some new pajamas. Thank you for showing that to me. Bye.
Wow. Katie. Katie, perfect consumer. Yes. Katie, perfect consumer.
Fantastic. I love rules. I love how, yep.
Power of suggestion.
Yep.
That's cool.
Okay. Yeah. Once again, Lucas O'Neill, everyone, follow him on Instagram. Go check out his, support him, early access, and it'll be out on YouTube. It's Motion great. Man. I've seen it. I really enjoyed it. I've seen it live. But I've seen all the material, most of it live, but then put all together is a different experience. It's very good.
Thank you. Man. And thank you.
You, I was in my office one day. We'll watch it together. You haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. I think I like it.
I mean, I've probably seen some of the material.
You see a lot of it. You see a lot of it. Yeah. But there's solid back half.
I'm excited to watch it. Yeah.
Thanks for stopping by.
Definitely.
Kansas City Day is going to be a great night. You're going to have to mingle with 30 of our friends.
Good luck. Many of them.
Yes. I was going to say, you know, yeah, just call. If you just say Katie or Matt, half of them will answer. Yeah, so it's pretty easy.
Lucas O'Neill, everyone. Yeah. And again, go support it. Check it out. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
Shout out Lucas. Come by the studio. He moved up his flight early to come do that. That was awesome. So go, please support it. Blow it up. It'd be huge if you could pay for his early access now. But if not, February 17th. On YouTube, 800-pound gorilla. They post a bunch of great specials, so it'll be on there.
Yeah,
it's great. I've seen it. We love it. So there you have it. Thanks, Lucas. Thanks, everyone. We said you couldn't be there. Pickleball tournament. Did you win? Was it worth it?
I had fun, but I really
that's what matters.
Would have loved to podcast with you and Lucas. That would have been so fun.
Yeah, it was a good time.
So maybe some other time, but
because you were like you missed soundcheck because of the tournament. Were you worried you're going to be late to the show?
Yeah, it was getting a little stressful. I mean, I left early.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Wow. It was just this crazy format. I mean, whatever, it doesn't matter. But yeah, basically just bailed eventually. It's like 1 p.m. and I'm texting Rachel like, hey, we just got to bracket, so hopefully I lose soon. And then an hour goes by, I text her, we freaking won, so this is going to take a little bit longer. And then after the next time, I was like, guys, if we win, I got to leave. So I just left.
That's a very 30-something experience, playing like a... like rec basketball league. It's like it's a tournament. If you win again, you play at 10 p.m. You go,
you guys just have
throw
it.
Throw this one. Point shave a little. Thank you for wearing the shoes we got you. You're doing better at this.
Yeah, it's...
We can't really see them. If
it's getting to the point where I am starting to like not want you to buy me stuff.
That is quite
Because you got to read now.
Hybrid of shoes.
I'll be upset. I'll give you that.
It's like a tennis shoe flat.
Is that
cool? But also a little, like the straps are a little Egyptian to them.
You can even, I need to put in my real
football cleat,
my
indoor soccer.
It came with like actual like ballet laces too. I need to put those in. Those are cool. But yeah, it's kind of just like, we've talked about this before, but Trey's gift giving, it's like, he does give good gifts, but you just bring it up. It's like, even if I didn't want to wear that jacket to your show, it's like I had to.
Yep, you had to. And people loved it. It's a good jacket. And people are proud of you for being so strong and pregnant on this podcast. And so many women I met that night, we knew it. And I'm experiencing a new thing as I'm into parenthood, of random women being like, these crazy ladies who have 4 or 5 children. Like, yeah, third on the way. They're like, have more. Mm-hmm. I go, I don't even know you. Relax. They're like, it's great. Have a bunch more.
Yeah.
It was some kind of like cult I joined once we hit 4 or something.
Yes.
But that's a new thing.
Yeah.
At my show in Tulsa, at my show in KC, these women, they start coming at you. You're going to have 6? Whoa. Relax.
Did you hear the lady during Lucas's set on the show? He said he was talking about having kids, and some lady yelled out like, "Don't!" Did you hear that?
Oh yeah, I did. Yeah.
Like, don't. Oh wow. I wonder if she has kids or not.
Much love, y'all. Thanks for a great episode. We'll keep it rolling on Patreon. And when's this going out? This week. I'll see you guys in West Virginia, North Carolina. West Virginia.
Are you gonna see Jennifer Garner
again? Mama.
Oh yeah, Jennifer Garner in a library.
Hope so. Best. West Virginia show. I'm going to tell DJ Michael Puerto Rican, Spanish songs only.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. That's what we do now. Love you guys. Peace. Correct opinion.